Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 24. This is going to be short and sweet, and pretty much this is the pre-ayahuasca farewell. Yeah. We leave in the morning. Right now it's, what is it?
11:35.
It's 11:35. We got to leave at like 4:30 or 5 in the morning. I'm pretty much packed. DJ, not so much.
I've been doing a lot of running around, man.
A lot of running around,
oh, yeah. Last minute things.
Man. Dude, what I was saying today, isn't that crazy?
What? Which one?
My money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude. All right. I don't know if you listen to this. I don't think you do. Maybe you do. But anyways, I was getting my stuff all together, and I had a lot of cash on me, and I separated my retreat money from spending money. I knew what I had, and I put it in my bag. I go downstairs for a little bit. I have a friend over. I'm wondering where he's at for a little bit, and I go upstairs, and right when I get in my room, he starts moving really fast. That's strange. I'm probably just thinking too much, though, and I grab my backpack. The zipper's open where I put the wallet, and I take it out, and I go downstairs, and I count it, and it's short. Man. And guess what? If you listen to this, you're forgiven, man, but come on. Come on, man. Really? Like, that's one guy that I really thought I trusted and knew. And that's sad, dude.
Just shows the you know, grip and hold that money can have on people, though. Like, it makes people do things.
You want to know what's even crazier?
What?
We went out for sushi and sashimi. That motherfucker. All right, look. I put it all on my card.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll just pay cash. And then you know what that cash was? That was my cash. Now, the reason I didn't say anything, maybe I don't know if I should have or what, but I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I feel bad that happened.
I was just like, I couldn't believe it. And I'm over it. But, you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, you just. The hold that money has over people to where they'll jeopardize friendships.
And honestly.
They'll, you know, step on people. They'll do whatever it takes to get, you know, money, more to the top, whatever they don't have. They, you know, it's all material things. It just sucks that it has that kind of hold over people, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So. Man, can't believe that shit. But yeah, this is the pre-ayahuasca farewell episode. Like I said, we're leaving in the morning. Yeah. And did we talk about Panama City Beach on?
Yeah.
For some reason, we thought our layover was at PCB. And yesterday we find out it's in Panama.
Not Panama City Beach, just Panama.
So yeah, I mean, it's still going to be a good time. It's just we weren't expecting that. I don't know why we didn't really look into it.
I don't know.
But yeah,
we just go with the flow, man.
So we're going to Panama, spending 21 hours there. And then we're off to Iquitos, and since we did a whole bunch of weird planning, we're going to be in Iquitos for an hour and a half, and then we're going to fly out of Iquitos to Lima,
yep.
Spend some time there, go to sleep there, wake up, and hit up CrossFit Peru.
Yeah,
that's going to be cool.
That's going to be really cool.
I have some shirts from our gym, CrossFit Oak Creek, and going to throw some shirts at them, and hopefully they throw some shirts at me, or if not, I'll just buy some.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to throw down with those guys and show them how we get down.
Yep. I'll give them my all.
For sure. So yeah, then we have, we're going to fly back to Iquitos, meet up with, I don't think the shaman will be there. It's probably the guides, yeah. Or what do you call them? They're not guides.
Santa's little helpers.
Well, yeah, Santa's little helpers.
Shaman's little helpers.
So we'll meet them up, and then. How long does it take to get to the actual center?
I don't know. They like detail the
time.
It's
like a 45-minute walk and then like a boat ride. And
boat rides and walks and...
Zip line? No, sure. But yeah.
Cliff climbing.
So then we were in the jungle and we have 7 days of the retreat.
Yep.
4 nights of ayahuasca. And wow. I mean, you're going to hear about that after, so...
It's going to be cool. I mean, like you get... Got the mud baths. I think there's a fruit bath. You know, there's the purge, which won't be so great, but it's needed. Then you got the, you know, the ayahuasca journey. It's going to be really cool.
I don't know what to expect, but I'm going to take it all in and just roll with it. This is the beginning right here for me. This is definitely the beginning. And so we have the ayahuasca ceremonies and retreat. And then we fly from Iquitos to Cusco.
Yep.
We take a bus to Machu Picchu. Yeah. So then we take a bus to Machu Picchu. And if you have never seen Machu Picchu, you won't see it like we will.
Man.
I mean, at least right now. But what you can do is pull it up on Google. How do you spell that?
M-A-C-C-H-U-P-I-C-H-U.
Machu Picchu. Beautiful. It, one of the one of the first like 20 images, if you go through them, there's like a llama or an alpaca or something that it looks like it's taking a selfie. It's pretty funny. It's funny to me. Yeah. But yeah, so that's pretty much our trip. We fly back to Iquitos, spend a day, and then we fly back. Total trip is 11 days. 11 days of no UPS. Oh, God, it just came.
Yeah, man, that's going to be just a weight off your shoulder. Like, I just like the fact that you don't have anything to really worry about. I mean, we got like, you know, we got a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but like you don't have to like worry about, man, if I don't get here, I'm gonna get fired.
Even that, man, you don't get to UPS. No, who gets fired from UPS?
I know, yeah, that's true, but
sad.
Yeah, well, I gotta take a selfie. I gotta like find this llama and like wrap my arm that around one? His neck, like, hey, let's do it again.
Oh, man, that's like my mascot. Favorite picture of Machu Picchu.
I'm looking at it right now. Like the mascot of Machu Picchu.
Yeah, what the fuck is new? We're going to keep this pretty short, but I mean, shit, what's been going on lately with you?
Me, I've been just running around taking care of a lot of stuff. I got a, you know, Amazon messed up my thing where they sent me two of everything I ordered, which is like over $155. So I've been like, getting labels printed. I had to call Amazon. They had to send me an email. I'm getting labels printed out. They sent me the wrong email, so I had to call them again and get it sent the right one. Print out those. Go to my school. Get all the stuff for tuition reimbursement. Bring that back home. Got to send my books back to Amazon, so I got to print those labels out. I went to get my massage.
How was that?
It was great, man. Especially since like I've never gotten a massage before in my life,
mm-hmm.
So it was like well needed.
Yeah, she's been. I mean, everyone talks highly of her. She's a member at CrossFit Oak Creek,
mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, she seems to know what the hell she's talking about and what she's doing.
She does. It's really cool. She, like I said, when you go there, it's $75 per session. Like, no matter what, there's no difference in what kind of massage you get or how long the session is. Because what she described to me as, because people always ask what kind of massage they're getting, and she says it doesn't matter. I'm giving you whatever massage is needed. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, that's why she doesn't like saying, like, oh, you're going to get a deep tissue massage. You're going to get this. You're going to get whatever is needed to heal whatever's hurting.
Nice.
So.
I'm you know, I've been I've been thinking about going there for a long time, and I just never got to it.
Yeah, but it was really cool running into our coach, too, you know, right before, so.
What the fuck am I? I'm just Timbo.
I said our coach, you know, he's our coach.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny. I just coached a class, and I was in downtime just waiting for him to get back because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody there. I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
And then he came, and I left.
Yeah, see, I told her, I was like, I got to get Tim in here. She's like, yeah, I haven't worked on Tim yet. She says she's worked on a lot of people from the gym.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'll have to get in there.
Yeah.
When I get back, sometime in June, I'll get in there. What's your place called? Give it a little shout out.
Well, it's not the same as the website. I forget what the.
Wait, it's different?
Hold on. I gotta.
Google's our friend?
Yeah. Google is definitely our friend. The internet's our friend. What is it, Lauren Lucia? I think so.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you want to know some crazy shit? All right. So you know how I post pictures of members like working out and stuff?
Yeah.
I saw, or I took a video of the Sally Squat Challenge. So that's just that Moby song.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a lot of squatting going on. So I was recording the entire class, which was only two people. But I guess the woman that was in the video, she was like, it's just my ass on there. And she like, I guess her husband got mad and she talked to my boss. And all of a sudden I had to remove that. And then they also were like, what they told him, they were like, he needs to watch what he's posting about psychedelics because of the kids.
Damn.
And the thing is, like, you're choosing to fucking go to my profile and look at my shit. You guys, I wonder if they listen to this. Because if you listen to this, honestly, like, just think about what you're doing real quick. You are going to my profile and reading shit to get mad about. Like, what are you doing? Sorry, do something else. Honestly. If you want to have a conversation about psychedelics, I will have a wonderful conversation with you. I will sit down and we will talk. I'll talk to you about anything you want to talk about. You don't got to go to my boss.
It's called Balance Massage and Well Works.
Okay.
It's in Oak Creek.
Nice.
Right next to, what's that place we went to get burgers? Georgie Porgy's.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's actually right there. Like,
okay.
That big blue building right next to it. So.
Awesome. Well, if you're in the area, then you'll know what Georgie Porgy's is. And if you're not, then you won't.
So, yeah. Let me switch back over.
Isn't that crazy, though?
What?
They're choosing to look at my shit, and then... Yeah,
people just, like, they need a new stimulant, you know? They need something new to talk about or whatever. I don't know. They can't go inward, so they go outward and just do this.
I wonder how that conversation went. The butt one, that's kind of weird, and then the psychedelic one, like, how does... Can you tell him to just watch what he posts about psychedelics? What?
What? Yeah, that's kind of... You can't tell... Like, they want you to be censored? Is that what they're saying? Don't we have enough of that?
Fuck censorship. Yeah, I was going to say,
don't we have enough of that, really? No. No censor. No filters. We're going. That's how it works. Damn it.
I wonder if they're... I wonder if they listen just to, like... Listen and then...
I don't know, but wait till you do ayahuasca, then you're really not just going to stop talking about
that in the gym. Well, a lot of people are interested to hear like what's going to happen. They're interested in the whole thing. So it's definitely going to be talked about around the gym.
Dude, she even Lauren, like the when I got the massage, she was like, that's going to be... You're going to come back transformed. She didn't even know I was doing that. She just said I was going to be transformed just from the journey.
So what... Okay, you have a week off of work, and then you're going to miss a few days.
Unofficially, yeah.
Well, I have 2 weeks off, but I do not have tomorrow off. Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks. Oh, darn. What are we going to do? I guess you can't go. You got to go to work that day.
We'll just schedule this another time.
All right, well, no refund on the tickets.
Man, this is going to be wild. As it kept getting closer, I was like, man, this is real. This is real. This is real. And it was like a mixture of like nervousness and so excitement.
Do you have anything that you want to focus on? Like any questions or anything that you want to ask ayahuasca?
I don't know if like you should or shouldn't, but like me, I'm just going to let go and just take whatever happens in. I mean, there are things I would want to, like, ask, I guess, but, like, I mean, there is four ceremonies.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
Just kind of sit back, observe the first one.
We'll see. What happens. I don't know. I'm sure, like, they're not all full doses, right?
If there's an option, I'm going full dose.
Full for all of them?
Yeah.
You hit that one crazy one, you're like, dude, I can't do this again.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, like, the way... Amber described it as like it was a cup or whatever, and some people could take a half cup. And
how many times did she do it?
I don't know. Well, now probably
she does like all. Yeah, she goes all over and just
now probably a lot. But
Joe Rogan, hey, try ayahuasca. Okay, quits job.
Because she said she was, like, with a bunch of guys or whatever, and you have the option of, like, you know, taking a half a cup or a full cup. And, you know, they're all like, you know, I'm going to go with the half cup. You know, and she's like, whatever, and downs the whole cup. And all the guys are like, what the fuck? Now I got to do this full cup. You're not going to one-up me.
I know.
So, you know, if it's something like that, I'm going to go full cup all the time.
Fuck it.
I wonder how big this cup is. I want to be able to get it down.
That's the weird thing to me, man.
What?
Just thinking about getting it down, everyone says it's so, like, gross.
Yeah, well, I think the hot, too. Like, it takes longer to drink something that's hot, you know? So.
Oh, when you get it, it's still kind of warm?
I don't know. It looks like, I mean, they boil it and all that stuff, so.
Shit.
If it's warm, it shouldn't be too bad. But if it's, like you know, tea's supposed to be, like, hot, you know? So, I don't know.
Like, from the videos, it looks, like, thick, right?
Yeah. I wonder if you get some leaves in there. So, do I Man. Drink the leaf, too? Do I just chew on that or something?
Put that under the tongue.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's going to be a good experience, though. Just even some of the, you know, local food, some of the jungle food that they eat, things like that. Oh. I'm really looking forward to the merchants. You know, they said that there's a high possibility of, you know, some tribes or whatever coming through.
That is really cool.
So I'm really looking forward to even not even just buy things from, but to meet them, you know, understand how they made some of it. Because, you know, we have translators, our guides are, they speak English and, you know, Spanish too. Mm-hmm. So.
Holy crap. We're about to leave and you're not even packed. We're leaving in a few hours. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Man, I'm savage. That's what it is. You know, I'm just a savage.
That's true. Man, I'm fucking that girl that I kept talking about. Remember, I think I talked on the podcast about how I started seeing my crush from way back, right? Yeah. And did I also talk about how I watched her break hearts left and right?
Yeah.
On here?
Oh, on here? I don't know. I don't think
so. Well, I have. And she disappeared, man. I don't know where she's at.
Breaking another heart.
Yeah. Well,
heartbreaker.
Perfect time. Get to leave.
I want to have, like, no... I just don't want to have any worries when I go. I don't want to think back. I don't even want to think about America while I'm gone, you know? I just want to focus on what's in front of me when we leave, you
That's
know?
What I'm doing.
I don't want to... I love my friends. I love my family, but I don't want to be weighed down by the burden of thinking of them, you know? Mm-hmm. I just want to... Whatever's in front of me, enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Still, this is... This is something else. This is going to be a special, special trip. No pun intended.
Special couple trips.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a couple trips, too. No pun intended. Like Panama, Lima, Cusco, Machu Picchu, Quitos. That's a lot of places for us to be planning this like a day at a time.
It would have been better if we... knew we were going to do more than just the ayahuasca retreat in the beginning, then we wouldn't have to mess with all these flights.
Yeah.
Could have saved it.
I still think it's funny how, like, we just found out yesterday we're going to Panama. I don't even know if we would have found out if I didn't say anything. What did I say to make us, like...
Oh, we were looking for the airport.
Oh, how close it was to the beach.
And we were like, wait a second, this ain't right.
That's
no,
not,
wait. Wait a second. This is right.
That's not what Florida looks like.
This is right.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
That's funny.
But, yeah, short and sweet. You got anything you want to say?
If I die, start putting a will on
this
here.
Person gets this.
No, man, I think, you know, I don't know. I don't think I have anything. What about you? What do you want to say to people before you leave?
You know, like, this is so crazy that it's hard to, like, say something. But what I do want to say is that from starting this podcast, man, it's been such a fun fucking ride. And everyone that's stuck with us and newer listeners and everything, like, we appreciate the fuck out of all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we ask ourselves why people even listen.
I'm always like, what?
And
I don't even know 2,000 people.
So, you know, it's just, I mean, it's awesome. And we can't wait to get back and talk about what happened and our experiences. And yeah, I mean, this, I'm like, I can't believe it's here.
Yeah, we'll have to post Do you want to post pictures and stuff on the website or no?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be posting pictures on the website, Twitter,
nice,
throughout the trip. And
I wonder if we'll get to do the ayahuasca ceremonies. Like, are we all going to do them at once or what? Because then I get the video camera and start recording some of the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. We can do like a little before and then.
Even, I mean, even if it's not just like me and you, like we record just the ceremony if somebody else is doing it or something.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just so that people know what it looks like and things like that. They might be more interested in it. So
yeah, we'll have video, pictures. Yeah. I'm bringing a little journal.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Gonna pack that. I'm glad you reminded me.
Gonna write everything that comes to my mind.
Yeah, I got to do
that. Not just the trips, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep a journey log.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll put that on and thank you guys so much.
It's definitely been a fun ride. Thank you too.
We'll see you guys on the other side.